Trevor Jean, the podcast.
Everything else is at jackfm.com and live on 96.9 Jack FM weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
Weird sex side effects. Get amongst it. We want to talk about it. 280-JACK or text 969007. My friend, Tara Jean Stevens, came to me the other day in confidence. I thought I'd bring it to the public forum and said, got a weird sex side effect.
This was not something I intended for air when I told you about it, but now that you've, you know, here we are. Okay, let's do it.
I found a brand new study.
Ooh, a new study.
Which says that your weird sex side effect is not necessarily uncommon, TJ.
So here it is. Over the last... Over the last, I don't know, 6 months or so, during foreplay, I start sneezing. Like really great, delicious, orgasmic sorts of sneezes. And I thought maybe it was something in our bedroom, like when I started breathing differently, that maybe there was something in our bedroom. But then a couple weeks ago when we were down in Cuba, the same thing was happening during that period of our intimacy. And I thought, okay, what is this? And that's why I mentioned it to you again in confidence.
Has D-Rock been taking a course or something? He's just got better at it, or what's the why?
Actually lately get better at it, but I have no idea what's going on.
You're not going into what move prompts it. No. A study by Dr. Mahmoud Buttar in Oxford has says that this is not an uncommon side effect of sex, TJ.
What's up with it?
They're not sure why it's linked, but according to one theory, if people get out of breath during sex, their airways can become dry, making their noses more prone to irritation and sneezes. So maybe the fact that he's got better at it means that your breathing rate is increasing, therefore your nasal passage dries out and you sneeze. Voila, there is the answer to your weird sex side effect. You're welcome.
I don't know. I don't feel like it's that. It's like a breathing... I don't want to go into it. I don't think it's a breathing thing. If I had to connect it to one specific move... Biting my neck. It's like vampire role play stuff.
Got ya.
Yeah.
What are your weird sex side effects? Give us a call. You know, maybe your right leg flies up involuntarily. Maybe your chest breaks out in hives. Maybe your belly button forms a face and smiles.
I have trouble imagining that. What did you just say?
Your belly button forms a face and smiles. What's your weird sex side effects? A gentleman going by the name of John. What's yours?
Well, during foreplay, my wife becomes unbelievably strong. Like, she will crush me. She just squeezes the living daylights out of me. I'm gasping for air. Like, everything is just, like, I'm almost suffocating.
John, give us some context here. So what is your wife like normally around the house?
Oh, she's, you know, there's a jar to open. Oh, I can't do it. Can you, you know, just a real princess type, eh?
Okay.
She likes to be treated like a princess, and she doesn't want to do any heavy lifting, or you know, which is fine, right? We've got boys and stuff. Everybody can, and myself can pitch in, no problem, right? But, oh, yeah, but all of a sudden, yeah, we're during foreplay, man, all of a sudden, it's just like she's got the muscles on, and it's just cramped down and just squeezed the living daylights right out of me.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
Way to go, John.
Okay, bye.
Here's one in the text. Once upon a time, I bought a really sexy and kinky latex outfit. My now ex loved it until the moment he broke out in hives. Turns out he was allergic to the powder required to take off the outfit. His poor hands and face were itching for hours. Lol. And that is the last time that anyone dressed up as a condom for Halloween.
Got a good story? Go to jackfm.com or call 604-280-JACK weekday morning 6 to 10.
If you ever received an unusual compliment, I'm thinking today might be the day you might call into our show for the first time. Kai started us off a moment ago with the compliment that his wife received on the street down in Yale Town.
That dog really compliments you.
It's a great Dane. Big Ginger brought up a moment ago off the air that maybe it's because Sid, your dog, wears a pearl necklace.
Yeah.
And, you know, Michelle, your wife, is kind of fancy. So maybe that's why they compliment each other.
And similar, she's got long, dark brown hair and the dog's got dark brown hair as well. Maybe it's like the combo kind of thing.
There is nothing more satisfying, though, when an owner looks like their dog. Right? Come on. I'm not saying Michelle looks like a dog. Oh,
well,
God.
That's exactly what you just said, TJ.
Sorry,
thanks
Michelle,
very much.
That's not what I meant.
Did you?
So after a few of your stories here, I also want to tell you the unusual compliment that a listener gave me last year.
Yep.
It was more of a backhanded compliment that I can't get over. But first on the text, 969-007.
My ex-boyfriend told me the thing he liked most about me was my forehead.
Why?
Thanks? Question mark. All right, Kyle from Langley, what'd you get?
Oh,
like my beard. So I've even had a guy tell me that it was really luscious. Now, he was married, but it was a peculiar compliment. I wasn't sure how to take it.
Sir, I didn't quite hear you there. He wants to mush it?
No, he said it was luscious.
Luscious. Oh. There must be some sort of primal thing there going on, right?
Yeah, none of the women find it that quite as attractive as the men do.
Hanging around with the wrong women, maybe. Some girls like it.
Yeah, we're talking about unusual compliments. 280-JACK. Last year, I was at Disney on Ice hosting a bunch of listeners for a princess party backstage. And when I arrived, all the listeners were already there. And I walked into the room and one listener stood up. Everyone else was still seated. And she was quite loud and excited to see me. And she was super relieved. And she says, "Oh, wow, Tara Jean, I am so relieved. You're not as ugly as you appear in all your videos."
Thanks, question mark.
If you'd like to see what I look like in our videos, go to the video gallery on the Kai and Tara Jean Facebook page.
Claire from the island has the best story. We're going to hear from her in just a second. Here's a couple on the text, TJ. My ex-girlfriend told me I have very touchable arms. Thanks, ex-girlfriend. This one's from Jill in Parksville.
Just wait. You never forget those kinds of compliments either. It's a weird one, but you'll always remember it forever.
Because you're like,
why? Me? Why me? And no
the bicep
else?
Or the tricep? Which part is very touchable? This one's from Jill in Parksville. I've got really long, thick, curly hair. I had it down when I went to the supermarket one day, and this lady comes up to me and says, "Wow, you've got really beautiful hair. You must have some African American in your background, do you?"
Really?
"No, I'm a pale white girl from Scotland." Okay, so Claire from the island, you've probably got the best story.
I sure have.
Okay.
Once someone came over for dinner with a friend and he decided that he really liked my shoes, like all of my high heels, because they were beautiful to him, and he started decorating my house with them and spent like over an hour at my little dinner party decorating my house with my high heels.
Oh my goodness, that is so wonderful.
I was so uncomfortable.
What manner of man was he? What kind of guy?
He was like a really manly man too. He was like super tall, dark, and handsome, and I was totally thrown off. Like, I didn't even know what to do except say thank you. I mean, I think I have good taste in shoes too, but I didn't think that I would actually go to the extreme and decorate my bookshelf with them.
So after he left, were you left with like these, you know, high heel displays all over your home, or did he clean it up before he left?
I was left with them, and quite frankly, he actually did such a nice job. I left them there for about 24 hours, and I was like, no, this is just too weird, and took them all down.
Is that the last time Jimmy Choo came around for dinner?
Oh, it is certainly the last time he ever came over, yes.
All right, Sarah from Port Moody, great story. What was your unusual compliment? What happened?
Okay, so I'm a larger person. I'm probably close to about 100 pounds over optimal weight.
Okay.
And my doctor was insistent that I wasn't a healthy person and that I was never going to live to age 40. And he was very disparaging, to say the least.
Oh, wow.
And I kept telling him, you know, like, I don't eat like I should weigh this. I don't, you know, I exercise. And he basically told me I was a couch potato and I was going to die before I was 40. And I said, you know, do whatever test you want to prove it. Because I'm not. And so he sent me for a non-stress test and panels and panels of blood work. And I was told to come back to his office in a week and a half to get the results. So I did his tests and I went back to his office and he looks through the things and he's got a very stern look on his face and he goes, "You are the healthiest obese person I've ever met."
Oh my goodness sake.
And we're now 5 years away from that, and I'm still trying to determine if that was actually a compliment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was it a compliment? So, I think so. You have to take some of it as a compliment, right?
I'm really curious then about your actual health. Then, if you're eating decently and exercising, but 100 pounds overweight, isn't there maybe some underlying medical condition that's contributing to it?
There is, and what my issue is something to do with my thyroid.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I've had lots of different specialists that can't determine what to do other than to radiate it. to maybe knock some sense into it. And I refused radiation without medical documentation that this was actually going to do anything to help me. And I just continue on with my lifestyle the way it is and just accept that 100 pounds over my ideal weight is kind of the norm for me. I joined Jenny Craig and I gained weight, so that's what I do.
Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
We got one on our Jack Fink, sorry, the Kai and Terry Jean Facebook page. This one's from Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
In my 20s, I was having a roaring love affair with a Scottish merchant marine.
I can know where this is going.
One evening, we're having a smoke on my balcony and turns to me and says, "You're nice to be near." That wasn't necessarily unusual. It was actually quite nice.
I think it probably just for him, it just came out wrong. But I like it that he followed his impulse. That's often what happens when you go to give somebody a compliment. Like, he probably wanted to say, "I love you" or something.
And, he's
like,
and he quickly caught himself.
And he just downscaled it really quickly to, "I like to be near you."
That's the type of sensual thing that comes out of a man's mouth when he's having a post-coital cigarette on a balcony.
There you go.
This one from Margot on the text, 969007.
Again, the topic this morning was unusual compliments.
This one starts with, "My husband told me one time when we were going to the cabin in a boat, I had a bikini on and I thought it looked great. I said, 'How do I look, hun?' He said, 'You look so good. You could be the centerfold for National Geographic.'"
You know what this is?
Jack's Morning Glory with Kai and Tara Jean.
Where am I?
96.9 Jack FM.
What is the biggest single amount you've ever put on a credit card? Round of applause for this Chinese billionaire just the other day, TJ. He's
a bit I'm sure he doesn't need any bloody applause.
He's a bit of an art collector with some antiques and everything. Not long ago, he bought a teacup from the Ming Dynasty and just swiped the old black Amex for $36 million.
No.
But he betted that just the other day. Another Christie's auction for a lovely painting by Amedeo Modigliani. It's the one called Reclining Nude.
I saw a picture of that. I didn't click on the story to see how much he spent, but it's a beautiful painting.
When the hammer went down, he was the winner of that auction. They said, "How do you want to pay for that?" And he said, "Swipe the black Amex." And they said, "Would you like to swipe it for the full $170 million? And he said, "Sure, why not?" The single biggest amount you've ever put on a credit card, just for that, he gets 170,400,000 membership reward points. Apparently on that same card, he's bought about 7 different Vancouver houses as well. Just swipe the card for it.
Is that you joking
that
or are you
me
serious?
Joking, yeah.
Okay, because I was like, okay, sure, why not?
What is the single biggest amount you've ever put on a credit card? Morning there, Matt, what about you?
Yeah, it was about $7,500.
And what did you buy for $7,500?
I paid the down payment for an ex-girlfriend's car, and she got to keep the car after we broke up.
I was going to say, was she ex at the time or what? Yeah.
No, she was. We were together for about 6 months. She'd moved in, and then all of a sudden, a little bit after that, once she got the car, she started heading out to parties like every day, like almost like weekdays, didn't matter when, just parties till like 2 a.m. And then I was just like, what am I doing with this girl? Like, I got to get out of this before it's too late. And then it was a pretty vicious breakup. But, she got to keep the vehicle, too. So
The highest amount that I have personally ever put on a credit card was I had a $5,000 limit on my Visa. Had just started working here at Jack, coming off mat leave when you don't have a lot of money. And
right.
Kai here was getting married, and I had said, "Sorry, I can't come to your destination wedding. We don't have any money. We can't afford it." And then shortly before the wedding, my husband and I looked at each other and went, like,
"Screw
how
it,
can we
go.
Miss Kai's wedding? Like, he's one of my best friends. We have, like, this, you know, this big career together that, you know, we're close. How can I miss this? We can't do it." So I maxed out my credit card to go to your wedding.
Thanks, TJ. I really appreciate it.
I'm still paying that off.
Bastard! Awesome. For sure. Cool, man.
So was that car bought on credit or?
That was like the down payment to make the payments affordable for her.
So she kept making the payments, right?
Yeah, here you go. I can pay this much and whatever. I'll pay it off later on, but here you go.
So I just want to share with you some listener feedback that we got this week as we celebrate our 3-year anniversary on Jack this week. On Monday, we said, okay, let's hear from listeners. Let's open up the phone lines. But ever since then, we've actually still been getting feedback via email at jackfm.com. One of the emails I received was actually quite lengthy, but I'll paraphrase it. It was from a lady named Diane in West Van. And she said, TJ, my observation for you is basically that you're turning into Rose Nyland from the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Because I'm always saying, back in Prince Rupert.
Yes.
Back in Prince Rupert, when I was in the Pentecostal church. And of course, we all know that in The Golden Girls, Rose Nyland used to always say, back in St. Olaf. Here, I loved that show so much. Here's a delightful clip of just how much it bothered some of the other Golden Girls that she said this so often.
It's like something that happened back in St. Olaf.
Oh, Rose, stop. Rose, why is it when any one of us makes an observation, the first thing we hear from you is back in St. Olaf? Did it ever occur to you that we might be sick and tired of hearing back in St. Olaf, back in St. Olaf, back in St. Olaf?
Gee, no, I never realized. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Back in that town whose name you're tired of.
This is Kai and Tara Jean, the podcast.
Everything else is at jackfm.com and live on 96.9 Jack FM weekday mornings from 6 to 10.